welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the big and tragic news from today. Five people were killed at a massive fire that broke out at an under-construction building at Serum Institute of India's Manjari premises in Pune. And we are hearing that five casualties were reported, but the CEO, Adar Poonawalla, has assured that it has not resulted in any loss of Covishield production. Meanwhile, Bharat Biotech is seeking approval for trial of its COVID vaccine in Bangladesh. If it is allowed, it will be the first trial of any vaccine in the country. It is densely populated with more than 160 million people, and it will ascertain, you know, some access to the population for a COVID vaccine. Also, Pfizer BioNTech is appearing to be effective against the UK COVID-19 strain, is what studies are revealing. So this new study is saying that it will likely protect against the new mutant variant, which is known to be more contagious, was first detected in the United Kingdom, and it is now, has spread to over 60 countries as per the World Health Organization. In India also, there were cases reported, and, this vaccine, which is like, you know, early reports are suggesting is effective on the new variant, if it is actually effective, it will be a good news. With that, Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan has assured people on the safety and efficacy of COVID vaccine, and he has reminded everyone of the achievements of India. It is the second most populous country, which is seeing decline in the number of active coronavirus cases, and he's assuring that, you know, the vaccines are safe. Also, he said that the paradox is that countries across the globe are asking us for access to the vaccine, while a section of our own is, you know, not sure about it due to the misinformation and doubt which are pushed by political ends, is what he said today. Also, Delhi government has given Rs 10,000 as COVID-19 relief to construction workers. So the Delhi government said that the construction workers that belong to the poorest of poor section of the society and were one of the hardest hit during the pandemic, he added that the relief aid is much needed support during these difficult time and will be granted Rs 10,000 each. There will be over 400 construction workers who will receive this help first. The board has over 39,600 construction workers registered, and 2,000 of which are actually, they joined in March during the pandemic. So we will keep you updated in that front. Also, with that COVID vaccine for Prime Minister and all of the politicians and Member of Parliament, Member of Legislative Assembly who are above the age of 50 years will receive the vaccine in the next phase. And the news of PM Modi and chief ministers who will be getting vaccinated in the next phase comes at a time when some beneficiaries are hesitating to take the shot, and it is actually leading to slower rollout. So in the next phase, it is likely to fasten because of assurance from the leaders getting the vaccine. Also, COVID-19 vaccination drive, how states plan to immunize those with hesitations. So basically, states are planning to roll out awareness campaigns and are reaching out to religious groups and minority institutions to encourage those who are hesitating, healthcare workers and frontline workers who were supposed to get vaccinated in this round, and they are hesitant to get vaccinated against COVID-19. So based on this advice, the state government has now come up with various strategies of awareness to actually increase the rollout of the vaccine in terms of beneficiaries taking it. An Indian cricket team will face mandatory home quarantine on return from Australia. So they defeated Australia and by 2-1 in the 4-match border series, and Indian cricket team landed in Mumbai after the match. There is a 7-day mandatory quarantine, is what BMC has told CNN News 18. And also, players and the staff will also have to go through mandatory RT-PCR tests on arrival, under the safety protocol. So External Affairs Minister has confirmed that Nepal received the Indian vaccine and putting the neighbor first and putting people first is what the motto he said. Also, he confirmed in the tweet about a touchdown in Dhaka where vaccine Maitri reaffirms the highest priority accorded by India to relations with Bangladesh. Also, we learned that 2 million doses of Covishield vaccines are sent to Bangladesh, while Nepal was supplied 1 million doses as per reports by PTI. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. COVAX, which is co-led by Gavi Vaccine Alliance, led by World Health Organization and others, have said that 1.8 billion doses would be supplied to 92 eligible countries, and it will correspond to 27% of the population. That will be the coverage, and basically it's a plan to deliver vaccine doses to poorer countries in 2021 and, you know, hopes to fulfill the demand of the wealthier nations in the second half of the year. With that, Joe Biden has taken oath as the US president, walking amid a raging pandemic where US coronavirus deaths have topped World War II fatalities. And Joe Biden has warned that the worst is yet to come. So on January 20th, the day of the inauguration, over 4 lakh people died from COVID-19 as per data reflecting on Johns Hopkins University tracker. Also, Joe Biden has ordered masks on planes and trains and has increased disaster funds to fight coronavirus. So Joe Biden basically overturned and dismantled some of the legislations that were passed by his predecessor, Donald Trump. And 15 executive orders were passed by the new president. It includes various reforms for fighting the pandemic. Joe Biden, who is a Democrat, he undertook, basically he promised fierce fight against the pandemic that killed 4 lakh people under Trump's watch. So total over 4 lakh people have died in the US alone. And he will sign these executive orders directing disaster funds to be used to reopen schools. And it will require people to follow strict guidelines of wearing masks while traveling. And, you know, he also said that we are entering what may be the toughest and the deadliest period of the virus, and we must set aside politics to finally face this pandemic as one nation. US also, meanwhile, intends to join COVAX and remain WHO member, is what Dr. Fauci has said. So President Biden will issue a directive which intends for the US to again, join WHO and the COVAX initiative and support the ACT accelerator to advance multilateral efforts in the fight, is what Reuters reported. So under Joe Biden, the country has taken a different direction. Donald Trump was underplaying the pandemic, is what many had accused. And now Joe Biden has taken some of the initial steps to fight the pandemic. And Biden will issue the executives, and that will decide the direction of the response. Also, Dr. Fauci has said that they will join the global coronavirus vaccine program, which I said. And, he said that the United States will cease reducing U.S. staff counts at the World Health Organization and will pay its financial obligations to it. So that's some major news coming from the world. Meanwhile, London is turning buses into temporary coronavirus ambulances in order to ease the strain on the existing healthcare system. So NHS staff are preparing to transport patients using 2 London buses that have been converted into makeshift ambulances. And a report suggests that another sign is, is of the new strain that is putting. So it is a new sign of the mutant coronavirus and, you know, the resurgence of the virus in general, the strain that is on the health services. With that, let's come to Germany. Merkel has said that border closures will become unavoidable if infections do not stop. And there is a resurgence which many countries are seeing. And Germany as well will have to close the borders to neighboring countries if they do not act to curb the raging infections. basically the importance of putting the more transmissible strain of the virus under control is reinforced by many leaders. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. But for all other news and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. I will see you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.